Alaska state troopers have called off the search for a Delta Junction man missing since last weekend. Emmanuel Martin Hoser's car was found parked at a bluff overlooking the Tanana River Sunday night. The 20-year-old was last seen by family Saturday evening. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
George Hoser was pacing Wednesday afternoon around the impromptu search and rescue command post, trying to stay optimistic that the small army of searchers who were looking for his son, Martin, would yet find him alive, perhaps injured from a fall off the bridge or maybe the 500-foot bluff nearby that's a popular local hiking attraction. Despite his stiff upper lip, it was clear that the strain and worry that he'd endured increasingly since Martin was reported missing more than 48 hours earlier, was beginning to take a toll.
There's always hope, and we can't give up hope until we've eliminated all those options. However, in my mind, based on my knowledge of him and the clues at the scene, the most likely scenario is that he was probably climbing on the bridge and slipped and fell in the river.
Hoser said that the dozens of volunteers had so far failed to find Martin or his body. As much as he'd like to believe otherwise, he's bracing for the worst. He says he's grateful that so many members of the community turned out to help.
I am humbled and blessed by everybody in the community that has turned out with all the effort and the sacrifice.
Reporting from Big Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.